Introducing the wonderful, the beautiful, the effervescent, fluorescent vessel of truth, love, and gratitude, I give you Nicolette Rich.
Shadow self. Hello, guys. This is Nicolette back with another episode. And today's episode, we are going to be talking about the shadow self. Now, last week, I told you guys that I would have an episode with my friend Angelica, but we were having some recording issues. Great. But you know what? I know that whenever those type of complications happen, it's simply because it's just not in alignment for whatever reason. And I think that talking about shadow self is definitely something that's going to be important before diving into shadow work, you know, like in terms of just going in sequential order, right? So this will give me an opportunity to really go into some detail about some different things that are happening in my life that I can share with you guys that could potentially be helpful. And obviously get you prepared for what that shadow work is going to really look like. Okay. I would like to start off with a quote by Carl Jung, who is a Swiss psychiatrist as well as a psychoanalyst. And he was the person who founded analytical psychology. And so he said, "The shadow is a moral problem that challenges the whole ego personality. For no one can become conscious of the shadow without considerable moral effort. To become conscious of it involves recognizing the dark aspects of the personality as present and real. This act is the essential condition for any kind of self-knowledge." So, in short, in my words, the shadow self is a variety of characteristics and traits that we all possess, but don't generally want to admit or even face. Today, what I'm going to do for you guys is I am going to shit on myself so that you guys can understand what I mean. As I said before, I will be going more in depth about how to release this shit, right? How to remove it. But before you understand that you need shadow work, you have to be able to identify where your current problems lie. Now, today, what I'm going to do is, as usual, I'm going to have five different shadow traits of myself that I'll highlight. And quite frankly, even though I know that this is my structure or my format, I am winging these traits because I want them to flow through authentically. You know, I think that it's very important, at least for me, when I'm doing these different podcasts, I am channeling through whatever I feel like the universe wants me to send out, because I'm sure this is going to be very important for somebody in particular once it's released. You know, I can't call it, I can't name it. I just know that that's what it is. So moving forward, the first thing that I want to highlight is that I have had a huge problem with finding ways to distract myself. I can say that I get distracted easily, but the truth is I like to do different things to distract me from tasks that I know are important, I know could be pushed back a bit, and I just don't want to do in that moment. You know, and I guess I'm still figuring out the ins and outs of that. When I talk about shadow work, I'll be able to express more things that I've actually worked on. And then my friend Angelica will also go into some details about her journey. But today, I'm just throwing out things that I can identify that I still have issues with in this moment, right? But yeah, so I will go out of my way to find distractions for myself. And I think that my intentions are pure. I do. I also realize that because I have so many thoughts constantly flowing through my mind, I'm always trying to figure out how to attain all of these dreams that I'm also creating in my mind as I retain new information. And I mean, growing up, that would be considered, you know, ADHD, OCD, ADD, whatever the fuck, you know, like there's all these different labels, right? But I've lived with this for as long as, you know, I'm 28 now. And the point is, sorry guys, sometimes I just get frustrated because again, my mind will be flowing with all these thoughts and I'm just trying to stay on course. But that is a shadow self characteristic that I am learning more about. So for number two, I'm still smoking cigarettes. And that is something that has been a roller coaster ride for me just because I've quit smoking on numerous occasions. And I think at this point, I'm just disappointed internally and also a little bit of disbelief is also there just because I never thought that I would end up being addicted to cigarettes. I have this little story for you guys. I recently came to grips with a portion of why that could be. So my mom, she had a couple girlfriends back in the day that smoked cigarettes. And I remember being a young girl, probably like 4 or 5. And I didn't quite think that they smelled bad. I always watched the ladies as they would smoke. It was just interesting. It just looked very calming, you know. I mean, if I could come up with a word that I would have understood at that age, I would say calming. But yeah, and I remember this one day, my mom, like right when I got in the house from playing outside, my mom pulled me to the side and called me out about having these cigarette butts in my pocket. So I guess I got so excited about seeing these ladies look so calm, cool, and collected that I decided to pick up little cigarette butts as a kid and store them in my pocket. I was just gonna have one for later. You know what I'm saying? And I say all of that to say, subconsciously, this is like a rebellious act. Because it's like, I don't get anxious or overly worked up when it comes to nicotine. I can go days without. Recently, I haven't actually. But it's something that I'm just sitting with. I don't know. It's weird. And it also goes into, you know, having an oral fixation. And I enjoy the meditative aspect because today I consider it to be more meditative. It's still that calming sense, right? But I can sit outside, not say anything at all, but I have a cigarette or I'm talking to someone on the phone. Maybe I'm taking a walk. It's an extra activity that I can do outside. So that's kind of how I've looked at it. So I'm just being patient with myself is the moral of that particular story, because it's so easy for us to hate on ourselves when we're doing something that we don't particularly like. And in this situation, I've also passed a lot of judgment onto other people that I've seen struggle with smoking cigarettes in the past too. So I just feel like this is a part of my karma and it is what it is. I just have to sit with it. Nobody can tell me or try to force me out of the habit. It's something that I know that I'm going to have to like get a stronghold of and do myself. So that's for number two. Number three, let me think about this. Ooh, I just thought of a good one. So recently I came to this conclusion that I hide from guys that I'm beginning to catch feelings for. And I knew that, you know, it's so interesting how there are things that we know, but until we actually acknowledge them, it's like newfound information when you actually say it out loud, you know? So yeah, my third point is that I legitimately hide when I am beginning to grow feelings for somebody that I like. I know that it has definitely affected my dating life in a drastic way. But I think another big part of that too is just recognizing that there was a lot of inner work that I needed to do to even get to this point. You know what I'm saying? And so recently I've definitely been feeling like my heart is, you know, mending more and I'm becoming more open and more receptive. And overall, just more privy to the idea of dating without having expectations. And honestly, it's easier to pre-record and to say these things, but I just want y'all to know that I am definitely getting very, very vulnerable right now. But the fact is, we all experience very similar things. They may not show up visibly the exact same, but a lot of our feelings and thoughts, they're all intertwined, and that is the motivation behind this podcast. So understand that even though this shit could definitely be embarrassing to some people, to me it's just a learning opportunity. So so for that third point, so back to the point, that has been something that has truly helped me back. And it's like, I'll talk more about some dating stuff for the next, you know, the shadow work episode. But in this regard, this is like prime, because until you're able to be vulnerable about admitting things earlier on in a relationship, there's no way to get to like the unconditional love and this grand foundation, blase, blah. But with that, I have experienced and appreciated building a friendship with a guy that I like first. So because I have gotten into the habit of doing that, now I'm dealing with this realization that, oh shit, homie, like you tend to quiet your thoughts when you're around that special someone because of embarrassment. And all of these are just a bunch of thoughts that come up from my childhood. You know, it's not because I really feel that way today. So I just hope that that is a really helpful point to someone, because it's a pretty vulnerable one for me. So anyway, going to number four, another shadow trait that I possess is I fucking suck at time management. And that kind of ties into the first point, but man, I have been having such a hard time. And recently, I came to that realization because I was thinking about the fact that I work 2 days out of the week. Like, I go to a physical place that pre-schedules me, that gives me a paycheck. You know, like, that is the only form of structure that I currently have in my life. And it is truly blowing my mind with time management. Like, it's really allowing me to see how shitty I can be with time management, just being late. And in one regard, it's very careless. On the other end of it, I'm looking at it as if it's just, I'm carefree. I'm like, I can do what I want. I'm free spirited. But I'm learning how to balance out being carefree, being free spirited, while also being in alignment with other people's worlds, you know? And the fact is, even though in my mind, time really is non-existent, and that's something that you guys can explore on your own, but it is. And so it's been, you know, learning that, it's been difficult for me to come back to, you know, like, quote unquote, baseline reality. And I'm sorry, guys, that is my little kitty, Oscar, fooling around in his litter box. I'm trying to stay calm. That's another thing I'm gonna get to. But anyway, but yeah, y'all, so it's like, I'm learning how to balance out my reality, like the reality that I am creating for myself, with the reality of the world, which goes with the fear and societal views, a lot of things that we conform to, a lot of things that we tend to agree on because it's a popular consensus, not because we truly believe that or truly agree with that. But yeah, it's been a struggle, and time management has never really been my best trait, but it's definitely something that I'm bringing more to the forefront, because the last thing that I need is for my success to be altered because of something like time. That's something I can get a handle on. That's something I can absolutely be in control of. And I have to change my mindset, and that's why we're here, right? So yeah, time management has been a trait of mine that has absolutely been a dark shadow. Like, just even when I look back in my work history, my school history, I'm like, oh my goodness, I have always, always had an issue with time. And then, of course, there's the whole CP theory, color people always late. And it's funny for a while. It's cute for when you show up fashionably late. But at the end of the day, it doesn't feel good to my soul to continue on with that pattern. And that's the reason why I am working to changing it, you know? And also too, I feel like that's a common thing that a lot of people have struggles with, because no matter what, everybody, well, I shouldn't say everybody, but there is like this general consensus in that regard that you should be on time. So it's like, no matter what, when you are running behind, you're going to feel bad because it's already a part of the expectation. You set a time, you're there for the time. We're our own worst critics, and I'm definitely my own worst critic. So there's nobody that needs to tell me this or make me feel bad about it. It's just something that I've been sitting on. I'm like, man, I could totally be better. Nicolette, how can you be better? What do you need to change? I want to be better for me. Bottom line. Okay. And then for number five, my last trait or characteristic that I'm going to highlight in terms of my shadow self is my anger. I am a very free-spirited, unconditionally loving, patient, caring, open-minded, I have always struggled with anger. And recently I've been triggered because of my dear little kitten, Oscar. Like, I truly adore him. We have a really great connection. Like, our energy is definitely A1. But this motherfucker be pissing me the fuck off. And it's not because of him so much. I know it's because of me. I'm not used to living with someone or with anything. You know, at least it's been a little while since I've lived with someone. And also, a big part of my childhood that has been a struggle for me in my adulthood is control. That's been an ongoing problem. And quite frankly, that's what we all have experienced in one way or another. We have different ways that our parents may have responded or reacted to control, but they were all taught to control us, you know? So I've been triggered recently because, you know, maybe he runs around and jumps on something that I don't want him to jump on. Or a big part of this whole situation too is that I have not been a big animal person in my life ever. When I was younger, my family had some cats and we had one dog. We had fish at some point, but we weren't really big animal people, and I for sure did not fuck with animals. I just didn't like the way that they made me feel. I was just scared of them, bottom line. I can come up with all these different reasons or rhymes, but the fact is, I was afraid. It was a creature that wasn't human, and I didn't quite understand it, so it really used to fuck my mind up, right? But yeah, so recently I've had this idea in my mind about what it would be like to even be a pet mom. My thoughts were, you know what, this can help mend my past hurts, soften my heart, you know, just get me in the position of investing my time in something that I can't just let go of after a day or two. You know what I'm saying? Like a full commitment, I guess, is what I'm trying to say in short. And even though it's been frustrating some days, I'm so grateful for him. For real, y'all. Like, he is such a sweet little kitten. He is, and he's very smart. And we've been learning how to adjust to each other, because that's really important whenever we make major changes in our lives, be it we get an animal or we have a kid or we're in a relationship. The adjustment is happening on both ends. You know, both parties are adapting and we're both learning how to create the best space for each other. At least that's how it should be when you're starting a relationship, you know. Everybody ain't privy to the actual work it takes to, you know, have a successful relationship. But anywho, those are the five characteristics or traits that I am leaving for you guys today in regards to my shadow self. Maybe this is a good opportunity for you guys to take a moment and think about what it is in your life that you want to change. What do you think is holding you back? Or what do you think are some negative aspects of yourself? And you got to be 100%. You got to be blunt with yourself to identify, okay, who is my shadow self? Just think about it. It'll be helpful for you guys as you're preparing for shadow work part one with my friend Angelica to think about. And then next week, I'm going to talk about resistance. I feel like that's also a really great episode to get you guys ready for that shadow work, because believe me, you ain't gonna want to hear the shit that I'm talking about. Not initially. But once you get caught up, once you get invested, you'll thank me later. And that's what I'm here for. The long call. All right, you guys. Well, as always, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate all of the love and support from my friends, my family, associates, newcomers, new listeners. Thank you all. So grateful. And as always, I am spreading unconditional love wherever you are.